Eric Armstead, University of Oregon, defensive end.
Were you ever surprised when you walked into the Oregon locker room and saw the uniforms they had for you to wear?
No, on my recruiting trip, you know, they gave me the rundown and showed me how everything worked. It's always, you know, a good feeling coming on game day, not knowing what you're wearing, and it's just there waiting for you.
I just always thought it was cool. I mean, that's kind of a fun thing about Oregon is you could turn it on every week and see something different, but you got the same team. Man, you guys scored a lot of points. It had to be fun to play defense on a team that hung 50 every week.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons I went there. I knew I was going to be on the field a lot with the high-powered offense, always scoring on people. So I knew I was going to be out there and getting a lot of snaps.
You look like a power forward. So why didn't you choose basketball?
I love football. I love the physicality of it. I love the one-on-one battles, going out there, you know, trying to dominate offensive linemen. I just, you know, just love it.
Who does your dad train? I read that he trains NBA players.
He's trained a lot of guys over the past years. A lot of guys, a lot of Kings players. A couple of names, Matt Barnes, Ryan Anderson, they're both from Sacramento. That's probably the two biggest names from Sacramento guys that he's been training since they were in high school.
What's more difficult, training to play in the NBA or training to play in the NFL?
They're both difficult in their own ways. Basketball is a lot more conditioning and finesse and skill. Football is, you know, grinding it out, physicality. So it's different in their own ways.
Yeah, I've seen you as a 4-3 end and a 3-4 end. What do you think your greatest strength is at the NFL level?
I think what you talk about being mentioned playing in both schemes is my versatility. Being able to play in all positions along the line, being able to get after the quarterback and also, you know, be a run presence and stop the run. I think that versatility can add a lot to a team.
Being in the Pacific Northwest, I take it you saw what they did in Seattle and Gus and what he helped build there on defense. What are your thoughts on this particular defense?
This defense, I feel like I fit this scheme perfectly, playing that big end position, line up over tight ends and beating them up, and then moving inside on third down and rushing over guards and trying to use my athleticism. I think I fit that mold of that big end position.
Play a little angry, huh?
Yeah, you got to play angry. It's a physical violence.
It's not a nice game, is it?
No, it's not nice at all.
But you seem like a nice guy, so how do you switch it on and off? Do you walk across the white line? It just happens?
I just love that competitive nature of it. You know, those one-on-one battles. You know, I want to dominate guys, be physical up front early and often, and that's just what I pride myself on. Off the field, you know, I'm laid back, chilling, but when I'm on the field, I'm as violent, as physical as possible.
I guess the final thought is you're going from playing college football where it's fun and you change uniforms all the time to pro ball where it's a business. Are you ready for that aspect of it?
Yeah, I think the messages and the things and the values my parents have instilled in me since I was young will help me to balance my life on and off the field. So I'm always stay true to myself, and I know I have the ability to do it. It's just going out there, putting that work, and getting better every day.